First of all, by the way, just so you should know, if someone ever drops the Torah and you are in the congregation, you're supposed to fast for 40 days and only eat in the evenings, but you can get around it by doing what? Giving tzedakah, right. So there is an out, don't worry. And by the way, if you want to preemptively do that in case anyone ever drops a Torah, if you make a contribution to Sinai Temple, we will be sure and give you a general exemption from all Torah. So this morning, the parsha is called Nitzavim. And Nitzavim means stand. And then the second parsha is called Vayelech, which means walk. And Omdim, standing, or standers, those who stand, remind you of what prayer? Omdim? Amida. The central prayer of the Jewish service, also sometimes called Hatfilah, the prayer, because it is the paradigmatic prayer. Now, the reason that it's called the Amida is because not only do you stand during that prayer, but traditionally you stand with your feet together. Right? When I was growing up in the yeshiva, our teacher would walk around the rows of the classroom to see if during the Amidah our feet were together. And to this day, I compulsively put my feet together during the Amidah, and I wouldn't feel right if I did it with them apart. You know, when you learn something as a kid, it sticks with you. And the reason, he always told us, that you put your feet together is that in the image of angels, in the Torah, they have one foot, and you are imitating an angel when you do the Amidah. Okay, you with me so far? Now let's go back to the Torah portion. It's talking about people who stand, about standers, Nitzavim, you stand before me. All the commentators talk about the fact that people are not those who stand. Angels stand. Angels are sometimes called Omdim, those who stand in Jewish literature. What do people do? We move. Halacha, Jewish law, comes from the word to do what? To walk. In fact, people are supposed to be moving always. Spiritually, we're always supposed to be growing. Constantly. We're never supposed to stay in one place. In fact, we can't stay in one place because we're human beings. If we're not growing, what are we doing? We're regressing. If we're not moving forwards, we're moving backwards. If you didn't learn anything during the day, if you learn nothing at all, because each day brings forgetting, you're always either regressing or moving forward. So they ask, how is it that today, in the portion, God says, Atem Nitzavim, you're standing, when all of Jewish tradition teaches us that people don't stand in place, only angels stand in place. So the Malbim, who was a commentator of the 19th century, said, you have to read the rest of the sentence to understand what the Torah is trying to teach us. It says, Atem nitzavim kulchem, all of you stand today, lifnei Adonai Eloheichem, before God. The one moment that you stand is when you're before God. Because at that moment, you're completely fulfilled as a human being. You've reached the highest madrega, the highest level. And then, when you're no longer standing before God, you go back to the fluctuation, the moving forward, the moving backward, that's part of being human. That's why, Atem nitzavim kulchem, you stand, what does kulchem mean? All of you, right? God's speaking to all of Israel. But it has the same ambiguity in the Hebrew that it has in the English. The Sfat Emet points out that kulchem not only means all of you, that is everybody in Israel, but it means all of you is standing. The complete you, when you stand before God, you don't leave pieces of you behind. All of you as a human being is standing before God. You're fully realized in that moment. Now let's go back to the Amidah. When you recite the Amidah, the reason it's called the central prayer is because that's the moment in the service when you're supposed to be fully standing before God. That's why you rise. That's why you stay in one place. That's why you have the Kedushah. And during the Kedushah, Kadosh, 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 you know that part? Where is that from? Anybody remember? It's from Isaiah. When Isaiah has a vision of going up to heaven, who's saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? The angels. So you're an angel at the moment that you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You're standing before God. You're in one place. You're like an angel. You're Nitzavim, and all of you is involved. It makes a beautiful circle to know that at brief moments, we are fully present before God, and that's supposed to happen at the moment of the Amidah, the moment of standing. It's one of the many reasons why Nitzavim is such an important parsha right before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because that's the time of year when we are supposed to draw ourselves up and be fully present before God. It's the time of year in which we stand before the Kadosh Baruch Hu, before God's holiness, and we realize ourselves at that moment in the hope that in the coming year we'll resume our walk, we will vayelech again, and that for most of the year, our spiritual progress will be forward, knowing it won't be forward every day and at all times, but generally we hope for that trajectory in our lives and during the year. So let's bring everybody.